Final round of locker room chats here on KMZA continue as we now talk Axtell basketball, and pleased to be joined by Jason Tynan, the boys head coach. It's presented by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, we're now in sub-state mode as your team is back in action tonight. We'll dive into that in just a moment, but you wrapped up the regular season Tuesday night, parents' night, good crowd on hand inside your home gym, and you guys gut out a nice win against Centralia, 49-45. You know, just take us back to that game Tuesday night. How nice was it to end the season on a high note and get that win?
That was a great win for us and our team. We kind of had a bugaboo, a little, I guess we hadn't got over that hump kind of beating, I guess, a team over 500, and, you know, we just been close a couple games, and it was nice to finally, you know, kind of, like you said, gut that one out. I thought defensively we did a great job, especially in the first half, that second quarter. I told our guys at halftime that was high level defense they were playing. They were taking away a lot of easy look opportunities, making Centralia shoot tough shots, and I think it showed with they scored 6 points in the second quarter, and I just think our defense took a step in the right direction, and I think, you know, get some confidence from pulling that out at the end. You know, they hit a couple threes to make it a little closer, but we stepped right up and hit free throws on the other end. So it's a good win, and good win going into sub-state.
Yeah, Isaac Detweiler had 14 points, and he was 7 of 9 from the free throw line, and a couple of those very crucial down the stretch to hold off that Centralia rally. Brandon Schmelzley also had a nice night with 15 points. Well, now, again, your sights are set for the opening round of sub-state tonight. You're the host of this 1A D2 sub-state, and you guys are the 3 seed. You will host 6 seed Lynn tonight, with the winner of that one moving on to face Wetmore next week. Obviously, a very quick turnaround and not a lot of prep time here, but when you look at the matchup against Lynn, and you saw them early in the year and saw them back before Christmas break and got a big win, but it's been a long time since then. How's the preparation look with the quick turnaround?
It'll be, you know, adjusted to it. They do a really good job of they're scrappy. They play hard. So we're going to have to match that intensity. You know, I think the first game we killed them in transition points. We got out and ran a little bit. So we'll have to continue doing that. We also hurt them a little bit on offensive rebounds. So, you know, we're going to try to attack and play downhill. They'll play us a 2-3 zone. We're going to be prepared for some, you know, little wrinkles they throw at us. And, you know, that's kind of the prep, the plan. The plan is just to have everything covered, our bases covered, in case we see something that we haven't seen before. But I think that the main goal is try to kill them, try to hurt them on the second offensive rebound, because we have the height advantage and inside, and then to get out and transition and run and use our athletic ability.
Yeah, the lone matchup with Lynn was back in December. That was a 64-45 win for Axtell, and once again, it seems like it was a long time ago since we were back in December and prior to Christmas break, but obviously it's a much different scenario. Opening round of sub-state tonight, you host Lynn, win that game, and you move on to take on Wetmore next week. Hanover, the top seed in this sub-state, the defending state champs. Coach, thanks again for all the contributions this year. Good luck the rest of the way, and hopefully we're talking to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.